What's up, Foos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ladies, gentlemen, NBs, this is the ESE Fantasy Podcast, your weekly, daily, monthly, hourly, really, depending. I guess you could, we have enough episodes now that you probably could just play an hour-long episode per hour for multiple days straight if you wanted to, I guess, so lock in. But yeah, we're back at it again with more television reviews and stuff. We most recently finished up with the Gen V, aka The Boys, you know, spinoff Gen V, and also Peacemaker Season 2. That was Season 2 of Gen V as well. Those were both great shows. We had a good time reviewing both of those, but we really didn't have a whole lot. When I say we, I mean me, the Digital Duke, aka the Digital Phantom, aka, well, I'll get to what I'm aka in a second, because with me today is my good buddy Charlie, aka the Poggle the Lesser to my Poggle the Greater. How's it going, buddy?
Shit. You know what? I'm doing good now.
I'm also known as Blakely in my native language, you know?
Of course.
So we're here today to review a new show. And honestly, if you look at the slate of shows that we've done, other than maybe Ted Lasso, I guess, which would kind of be, it's not really that similar to this show at all, but it's a comedy.
Yeah, it's a comedy.
So it's the same genre, I guess.
Just like The Substance. It's a comedy.
Of course, and The Bear, also a comedy, you know?
Of course.
Yeah, and so we're reviewing this show called I Love LA, which, I'm actually kind of curious how this one even came to your attention, Charlie. I don't even think I've asked you that. Was it just being advertised? You just see just the vibe of it and you were like.
So constantly in HBO's preview for this year, and they kept saying Rachel Sennott has her own show. She's got her own show that she created and HBO greenlit it from day one. It's immediately that grabs my attention. I'm like, okay, HBO knows how great she is. She's this young, kind of badass fucking creator in Hollywood at this point, actress, and moving forward she's been successful. So what is that going to be like? And then the title comes out, I Love LA. Not the greatest title ever. It's I don't know. Then it became maybe. Then I was like, you know what, we have nothing really going on with this. We don't really have any TV shows going on right now, so fuck it. Let's it kind of came back on track. We saw Josh Hutcherson was in it. I don't know. It ended up just kind of going full circle, if you will. And we're like, yeah, fuck it. I'm in. We can use some good comedy right now, Duke. And we love Ted Lasso this summer. So
the world is insane right now.
It's absolutely insane.
I feel like that's why we're not getting a lot of comedies. I feel like usually you get media that reflects the times. And maybe we're in a very serious state of existence right now. And maybe that's why it's difficult to do comedy well right now. But all the comedies that we've gone to see so far this year, I would say I haven't been disappointed so far. I suppose we'll have to see. It's great that we're getting a Wicked movie this year because, that's going to be some real feel good shit. And hopefully that vibes some people back up a little bit. But yeah, this show, I guess this is a good point to kind of. I suppose start talking about it a little bit. As you mentioned, it's obviously this is Rachel Sennott's, brain. She's it's her brainchild. She birthed this from her brain, And I will say this, just off rip. I was watching the show and I was just kind of okay. First of all, I will say this. It was not necessarily expecting. It's an HBO show, so you never know. When you say, okay, she kind of put this whole thing together herself, basically. Or I don't want to say that. I don't want to act like she made the whole show. Obviously,
she's created by. It is what it is for television.
She created it, of course. And so, 5 minutes into the show, when she's having a spoiler warning if you haven't seen the first episode, a pretty raunchy sex scene in an earthquake with Josh Hutcherson.
Oh yeah,
it's great. How do you pronounce his last name?
Hutcherson. Talk about Hutcherson, setting the tone.
Also, I didn't even know he was going to be in the show, so shout out him. That's pretty cool. I like him. I've always liked him. I think the first thing I saw him in was probably Hunger Games, or maybe one of the random ass things. I think he was in Bridge to Terabithia. That's what it was.
The one.
Ah, what a great movie. And also what a sad movie, but set his fucking career on the right path. That's for sure. I probably saw him in a lot because I remember that kid. So maybe I saw him in a lot of shit, but whatever. It doesn't really matter. He's great. Love him. So seeing him in this show, he's not actually in a lot of this first episode. He's in a part of it, but he's not like in the whole thing or anything. I suspect that's going to change as episodes go on. There'll probably be episodes that focus on our main character's relationship with him, at some point, because it's a very dramatic sort of a very, LA show. So I suspect that that's going to be a thing at some point, They already set the seeds for it. I kind of enjoy like a lot of the jokes were hitting for me, I did like what I was getting here. I I didn't feel like bored, watching it. It'd be really easy for a show like this to get boring. I don't know a ton about LA, so I'm sure there's a ton of references that are going over my head, But I don't know. I enjoyed what we got here. I was a little surprised. Excuse me, a little surprised with, It did feel like they were throwing a lot at us in terms of like the side characters. I'd say our three main characters, if I had to guess, are going to be maybe we'll say four if we include the guy that was always siding with our main girl. But I'd say the three are going to probably be Tallulah, our main girl, and Josh Hutcherson's character, I would say, are going to be the ones that are in most of all the episodes. If I had to guess, I could be completely wrong. It's a fucking giant ensemble cast for every episode, But in my mind, it feels like it kind of centered around their stuff a lot. And I kind of really liked where this episode left off.
Yeah.
My biggest issue with that, I would say, though, is I feel like we did go from like, we had like a whole three episode arcs worth of arc in one episode, it kind of feels like. Does that make sense? Like, I almost feel like maybe it would have felt too drawn out if the stuff with Lulu went more than one episode. But it did feel like, okay, we resolved that really quick. So what is going to be the conflict the rest of this season, I'm a little curious about that. So yeah, I guess I'll just toss it over to you because that's really all I really wanted to I really enjoyed the vibes, but I'm just curious where it's going and do we know how many episodes this first season is?
Eight. It's eight. So
yeah, so in eight episodes. Yeah, I mean they got ground they still got to cover, I think. So I'm curious to see where that's going to go now that we have our two main girls on the same page, so to speak. I don't know. Maybe this is a different story than I thought it was going to be, but I did suspect that there was going to be more conflict, I guess. Maybe there's just not going to be as much as I thought.
Yeah, so I'm with you. I really like this myself. I ended up, it's kind of, the funny thing is, the show is almost exactly what I thought it would be. And that's a good thing, because I went into this kind of hoping it would be funny, obviously, but also that, it's going to be L.A. It's going to be very Gen Z-esque, if you will, type characters where the four of them, Maya, Tallulah, Charlie and Alani, were all basically just the Gen Z characters to a T. They're, oh, my God, everything. It's fucking hilarious.
Mind blown. We didn't hit seven, six sevens in this,
Yeah. If it was made today, probably would have. Right. But. I don't know. I really enjoyed the vibes of it all. And I guess that's kind of what we're shooting for here, right? They do touch on that uncomfortableness, and you kind of to something you're saying is this felt so lived in already. Like, we're already so comfortable with these characters. They kind of just throw you in. And I kind of like that. I like that. We kind of already got some established connections going on, obviously, with Tallulah and Maya now as our main two characters. And, them working together is going to be hilarious. I've got to tell you, I think I'm going to look forward to this every week. I think it's going to be a nice shining light at the edge of that tunnel, if you will. And we also still have Reva from the Kenobi show showing up at some point. She's recurring. She's not guest. So she should be. Maybe she's something to do with this new manager client pairing. I don't know. I can't wait to see that. But yeah, I think this is exactly what I thought it would be. And I think that's the one thing I really want to nail home here. And yeah, let's talk about some of the specifics, because why not? These won't be as in depth as some of our other shows because it's a 30-minute comedy. But, as we like to say on Fantasy, look, we'll cover everything and anything. And if this isn't fucking proof of it, I don't know what is. All right? Duke, we cover this in Three Body Problem in the same year. We cover this in Andor in the same year. That's the way it fucking works, all right? So, of course, this was created by and written, this episode was written by Rachel Sennott, who she wrote Bottoms a couple years ago, which I guess, you know, when I think about it, that's probably the thing that got me the most excited for this, because Bottoms was a fucking hilarious comedy. I mean, the underground lesbian fight club in the middle of a high school is some of the funniest shit I can recall. And Duke, Marshawn Lynch is a fucking teacher. Marshawn Lynch is orchestrating the lesbian fight club. It's fucking hilarious. Out,
if Marshawn Lynch it's was hilarious. A teacher, that's what he'd be doing. I'm saying.
Absolutely. You know, like, so it's like, okay, you already got me with that. This episode was titled Blocker. The director was Lorraine Scafaria, who she most recently, I mean, get this, Succession. Three episodes of Succession, keeping the HBO in-house, and then the movie Hustlers. So, yeah, Lorraine, keeping up with HBO. I'm so curious if any of these directors...
I can kind of feel a lot of that vibe. Not that I've seen those things, but, like, the sort of energy that sort of permeates off those projects, I can kind of feel that in this. Because there's a really serious conversation between two characters in this, and it's played... Yeah. For you to be like feel like a little uncomfortable and not be with the rest of the vibes of the comedy. And I think that's going to be the thing that makes this show stand out. I think that's maybe what Sennott was going for when she wrote this show, was she saw that the opportunity to make this really funny show. Like, and that's the thing that I think, let's be real, stood out to us about Ted Lasso, is that it's this message deep down within about like believing in yourself and not giving up and all that, you know, and beyond that, and just kind of like having the courage to try and overcoming anxiety and stuff like that, you know? And I think this show, because it's about a person trying to make it in LA, that's a perfect breeding ground for a similar story to be told. And this might just be the ground that sort of dramatic comedy sort of exists in for some time. Watch out for like 4 or 5 episodes into this where we get like a non-comedy episode that's fully based in the drama.
By the way, this totally feels like it could be a pop culture zeitgeist show.
Yeah,
I can see certain characters like this
if
really
it is,
taking
the fact
off.
That it's got Reva in it, there's going to be a bunch of butthurt Star Wars fans that want to shit
good.
On it, you know?
Let's let it happen. So we open up on her 27th birthday. Maya is boning in an earthquake. And I was like, because we were watching this together, I was like, that's how you set the tone. That is how you set the tone for this fucking show. It's got to be raunchy.
This
it's got to
be gonna
funny.
Be boob.
Yep, there's going to be some fucking... You know, we're going to see some ding-a-ling. We're going to see some tingling. You know, it's going to be all the things. And then we get our first, like, conversation on the walk where they go about blocking her. And, you know, that kind of sets up some intricate character-wise. It's, you know, Alani kind of, you know, she gave her that warning. Did she already know Tallulah was on the way? Probably, right?
Probably she was planning it back then. Like, I look at that now. I'm like, she was probably planning a surprise party where with Tallulah the whole time. And she was trying
to,
like, mend
fences. Yeah,
she
probably knew Tallulah was coming in.
Yeah,
so,
like, this might have been a
plan. She's like, don't block her. That's bad karma. Listen to your friends, Maya. Listen to your fucking friends. Charlie, played by Jordan Firstman. This guy's, I can tell you, Duke, this guy's going to be
hilarious. This is our Yord. Nah, this is our Yord.
First off,
show.
Already great name. I mean, you know, he shares it with the goat, myself. Some people, you know, maybe he could be Charles too. No, it's.
Calm down.
So, and it's, there's this anxiety, if you will, about approaching her boss for a promotion. This kind of gives us the state of her land and. You know, because she's, we don't get to that conversation at the end. Funny, like the Ted Lasso of it all, if you will. We don't get to that serious conversation at the end without building up the characters like in this one episode like we did. So she's trying to talk to Alyssa about promotion. She's getting every single excuse in the book that, you know, everyone doesn't want to hear. I mean, she's getting her nails done. It's such a real moment. It kind of set the tone of, okay. We can have this cover story of going to the fucking expensive grocery stores and this, that, and the other. We're going to have real, actual characters in this that are going to put us in uncomfortable situations. That's really going to set the tone for the rest of the show.
Well, yeah, because it's really easy to write a person who's got like an agency or work, something you're working for in LA to try and get your foot in the door in the industry or whatever. And it's really easy to write that person like they wrote the guy in The Substance, where he's just a fucking caricature of like a fucking evil bastard, you know, CEO, basically. And that's fine. That has its own unique hyperbolic visceral messaging in that kind of project. But in this, it makes a lot more sense to do something that feels real and does that uncomfortable thing again, because that is more real and more Like, to me, that's more, like, interesting necessarily than, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that it's less interesting when The Substance or something like, no, like, when it's in a movie, like they said, that it's like that, it's that's the tone. But when the tone is this, that's how you can make somebody feel something emotionally. And I guess I got to give more credit to comedies because they've been apparently doing this for a while now, and I just really wasn't aware of it. Because to me, comedies kind of went in the same category that I would put a lot of horror for a long time. And both genres have seemed to have, like, a massive resurgence in the last couple decades because I just kind of knew what to expect from comedies, I felt like. If I saw it on the tin, that's what I was getting in the movie, and there might be a little bit of trailer stuff going on, so you don't see the funniest moments. But for the most part, you kind of get a vibe of whether you're going to like it or not. I could not have done that with this show. I could have looked at the trailer and been like, I have no idea, but which is what I did. But I could never have been like, I know I'm going to like this show, just because I didn't know what it was going to give me on that level. Because that's, to me, if you don't have that, I mean, I don't know if that's maybe why I could catch the zeitgeist. Because if they do that every episode where there's these funny moments and there's these like, aha, look, they're LA. But then, like, they get real serious with it. This isn't just an LA person that could be your boss. This is somebody that you work for years and doesn't really value you. Like, that hit home for me, you know, like, I've had situations like that in my life where I felt like I was doing really good work, but it just wasn't showing through either in numbers or something like that, you know, like, and, or just someone is in your way type beat, you know, like, and I don't know, I wanted to talk about that. Cause I feel
it's
like
going to be nice
too,
that it's shot in LA. Cause we've heard all this stuff about it's so
hard to be expensive for a show. And that might have been where a lot of the budget went. Cause it doesn't look that expensive, but like it's just shooting in LA and shooting with like extras in LA is probably hella expensive.
It's
very
expensive. And it's nice to see it shot back in LA. You can actually feel the city again. So, I mean, if you're going to use this title, you better not shoot the damn thing in fucking Georgia or in Birmingham. You go to Birmingham, bruv. Fucking.
What's wrong with Birmingham, bro? You
want to
go there
and
film
it? So Maya's describing her relationship with Tallulah. And again, she's this estranged friend living in New York, right? And Maya had a talent manager role, so she's kind of lying a little bit. The boss catches the block thing. Instant fucking karma. Maya goes home and Tallulah arrives. She's here. Arranged by Alani. So you kind of get that uncomfortable vibe. And Josh Hutcherson, who plays Dylan, might call him Josh sometimes, but bear with us. But Dylan here, he thought this reaction, Duke, that I'm like, yeah, this probably happened to this fucking guy. It's like, so your friend's here. Hi. It's like, it's, you know what it reminds me of? That moment, like an unannounced fucking parent shows up and you're like, so your mom's here. What do we do with this? So that was, it was a really awkward reunion.
Yeah, it's like running into your fucking like high school like football friend in like the fucking supermarket after you haven't seen them in like a decade. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, and you're like, they want to talk to you because I'll remember that throw you made to me in the playoffs. Oh, we lost, but we made the throw.
Remember that time at band camp? All right. Hey, no. Hey. But yeah, so it's like, it's really good. It's really awkward here. And again, that tension is, you can feel it throughout this, but in a funny way. I'm sitting here cheesing the whole time, genuinely. And Maya says the promotion was successful and she's already lying to her friends. And we can see this like tunneling down and she's got this whole birthday plan. And that's where they do that big LA kind of montage sequence, including the, what is it, air horn? I don't know. It's really popular on TikTok. Air horn. Either way. So you shoot in there and do all that. And Maya's birthday party really becomes Tallulah's birthday party. And oh, I wanted to say this here because we've been talking a lot about Marty Supreme this year. And in the Marty Supreme trailer, I kept thinking, is Tatiana Maslany in that movie? It's this girl that's playing Tallulah. Odessa Azion, I'm going to say her name is. Not 100% sure on that. But so Odessa is in here, and I didn't know she was in I Love LA, and then obviously connecting these dots, it's like, what the fuck? So what a year for her, by the way. Holy shit. She's a good actress, Duke. I'm completely bought in on her.
I think I bought in on like all these characters. I think they all like are, it's almost like, you know what, it's funny, and this is gonna sound like wild as fuck probably to people to watch this show, but I'm gonna say it, and you're gonna probably agree with me. You mentioned earlier how like the characters in the world feels kind of lived in. The only other show I think that I've like flipped on and it felt like that recently in like the last few decades that wasn't like a comic book show was like, because you know those worlds are already super established or whatever, like I think it's The Boys, which I guess kind of is comic booky, but it's its own world. It was like a completely new world to everyone watching it, pretty much, I would say, if you didn't read those comics. And how every character that walks on the screen in those shows now, you don't have to give them a full backstory. You kind of can just connect the dots for yourself and you kind of get the idea because you know the formula of the show. And
yeah,
I think this show could be like, if we get multiple seasons of this, if we introduce new characters, new random people in LA or people from New York that come over or whatever, like, I think that could be how characters walk into this show. Like, we haven't heard any mention of the main character's, like, family at all that I can think of. I don't think she talked about her parents at all, if I remember
right. Yeah, barely little, if any.
Yeah, so if the character of the mom, you know, Ted Lasso was like this too. Every time a character walked into that show, they felt like fully, you know, realized. And I think that maybe it's just a certain level of writing and development of character in the script that just allows you to do that. But either way, I think that's how this show is going to feel, because it feels like that sort of hyper quality to the characters. That's just right there on the page that you can just live in. I don't know, something like that, maybe.
I agree. And while we kind of mentioned we didn't get a lot of Dylan in this episode because we really didn't, I think he's going to bring a different type of foil to the energy. Cause look, this guy, he's a teacher. He's definitely more of, you know, he's probably in his early 30s. He's more of a millennial than the others. And I don't know. I think he's going to provide an interesting foil, and because he's nothing like the friend group at all. He is nothing like them. So I think he's going to provide a really cool foil for the show. And maybe, I don't know, I'm excited to see him in this role.
Maybe that's where some of that conflict's going to come from. Maybe I read it wrong. Maybe I thought it was going to be Tallulah, but it's really going to be him, because he's not going to be able to cope with that lifestyle, because they've lived this normal life and they were going to live this normal life. And she maybe wasn't satisfied with it, but she would never say that to him because she's happy with him, you know. But what she's going to want is him to be able to adapt to their new high, you know, class lifestyle that maybe they're going to go into throughout the course of the show. And maybe he's not going to want to adapt to it because he doesn't want that, you know. Maybe he just wanted her in his life and that's enough for him. And for her, that's not. I mean, that could be a really, really good show if that's the case. Like,
yeah. No, yeah, we could have something really fun here. And then we get that really real conversation where they confront each other about lying about their successes. And then they together decide, you know, Tallulah's going to move to LA and live with Maya. Which, what the fuck is Dylan going to think about that?
Fuck it, we have nothing to lose, so we might as well go for it. And I love that energy.
You want to set the premise for the show? I'm fucking in, dude. Like, you got me. It was a quick, like, maybe 30 minutes with credits, maybe. So it flew by. It was funny, Duke. I think the show is going to be one that we're going to enjoy watching. And I think it's we figured we'll give it an episode a shot. I think it's safe to say we're both in. Give us an HBO show for the rest of the year.
I want to be real, though. Like, if the show is, like, two episodes from now, we're like, fuck, this is so lame. Like, we probably won't finish it. But, you know, like,
we keep it honest. But I don't think it will be. I am hopelessly optimistic, you son of a bitch. That's where I'm at. Not even cautiously.
Hopelessly optimistic. It's wild.
Hopelessly optimistic. There's another HBO show going on right now. It, Welcome to Derry, which is fucking huge. It's huge. Maybe you'll have a crossover.
That would be insane.
Who says no?
Hey, Charlie. Hey there, boy. Well, I got a treat for you.
All right, I think we're done.
I'd say so. Holy shit.
Oh, shit. All right, guys. Thank you so much for checking this out. If you liked I Love LA, follow along, dude. We'll be here. So we might be the only show on the planet covering this in podcast form. So fucking
lock in. If
there's
someone else out there, we need to do a crossover collab edition.
For all we know, by episode 8, Rachel will be joining us for the finale. So there you go.
That'd be awesome.
Lock it in. Thank you guys for checking this out. I check the show out. Seriously. Maybe somehow this popped up on your feed. Check it out. All right. Enjoy. Catch you guys on the flip side.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.